Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This is your first responder spotlight.
Looking at you, Maryland Heights. Maryland Heights Fire Protection District, of course, as you know, entire month of November, honoring police officers, firefighters, EMT, all those people who basically sign up to put their lives front and center on the front lines every day. And part of the way that we're raising awareness and part of the way we're just saying thank you is to support Backstoppers. So look up backstoppers.org. You can also learn more at 971talk.com/first responders. Maryland Heights Fire Protection District values. They actually have written values: honor, dedication, service, respect. Maryland Heights, I mean, it's, we all know Maryland Heights, drive through there on the highway all the time. So it is, man, you got the highway, so you got all that highway stuff that they're going to deal with in Maryland Heights, not to mention all the business offices that are out there, and a big residential area. So note from Chief Steve Alschwanger. Hopefully I got that right, Chief. He's got a note that's basically on their website, which is mhfire.org. And he just thanks everybody for, you know, supporting him. And the Fire Protection District, 18 square miles of St. Louis County.
All right.
It's a dense, very diverse 18 square miles with all kinds of different. So Maryland Heights Fire Protection District, hats off to y'all. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget backstoppers.org. Okay, we covered a lot of ground this morning. Got some folks that have some thoughts on all this. Let's start with Al. He's been hanging on, I think, since the Carter administration. So, Al, you are on the air, man. What do you think?
Hey, thanks. Quickly, with the, I had 2 points, if I can make them quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one has to do with what the guy was talking about, the gun control.
Right.
I thought Obama was going to take everybody's guns. What happened to that? Guess he really didn't do it.
No, he...
Same scare tactics this time around.
Yeah, and... President Obama definitely tried to get some gun control through. He ran into a roadblock in Congress.
Okay, so nothing happened, and nothing will happen. And the next time there are a bunch of children massacred, nothing will happen then. In fact, we'll probably call for more guns. To my next point, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AIDS is a virus. Remember when that hit the scene?
Oh, sure.
Everybody was afraid of gays. They were afraid. You could get AIDS by touching people, by looking at them, through saliva. Well, guess what? It was a virulent virus. This one's even more so. With AIDS, when you caught it, it could be days, months, years before you became infected.
I got less than a minute left. What's your kind of go right to the meat of what you're saying there?
Well, the meat of the thing is, yep, maybe we should name this virus something different. And instead of putting a mask on, call it a face condom. Because people didn't seem to have a problem with putting on a condom when it came to AIDS to protect their life. Maybe we should just call it a face condom. Then people will get on board.
Okay, I'll let everybody debate that on your own out there.
A virus is a virus. I get what he's saying, but I think we're being a little dramatic.
Yeah, just a bit. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.